Welcome to Remelations. We're your hosts.
I'm Indy.
And I'm Brooke. Remelations is a dream interpretation podcast where we read listeners' dreams from nightmares to the just plain bizarre. Join us as we give you our comedic interpretation of your fucked up REM cycle. We've got a dream from Tara this week about a very, very unwelcome party guest.
Fair enough. We also have catnaps, of course. And this week, we're talking about a worldwide obsession with glasses, being buried alive, and a favorite purple childhood dinosaur that's very hungry.
Uh-oh.
And if you're tired this week, we're talking about the topic of daylight savings time. Yeah, we're all sick of it. What's legislation doing about it? And how does it affect us?
We want
us
to know.
All right, bestie. Flip that clock an hour ahead and let's get started.
Woo!
I feel like we just talked. So let's see.
We did. It was last night.
We did. It wasn't that long ago. What have you been up to in the last 24 hours?
Nothing.
No, just had a day at work. Slept. Did you sleep last night? How's sleep going?
I did sleep last night. Good. I did. So I'm feeling much better.
Good.
But I still had to go back to the doctor and get some antibiotics.
Again?
Well, they didn't give me any the first time. They thought it was viral.
Oh.
And so then they're like, okay, well, it's not really clearing up and you're doing everything we said, so
trying to get you antibiotics. Did you ask for the pink stuff this time?
I didn't.
You forgot? I didn't. Damn it.
Yeah, so I forgot to ask for the good stuff.
So yeah, doctor's appointment, work, sleep. Oh, exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I woke up, worked.
Mm-hmm.
Did a workout.
So far, we're kind of like on the same, not the workout.
I did a nice Peloton bike boot camp, which was fun.
It sounds like it's a lot of fun.
Added to the podcast, and then here I am.
Yay! And here we are.
And here we are. And we're ready to rock and blow your socks off.
Wow, rock and roll and blow your socks off. Here we go with Miss Tara from Hollywood, Florida.
Yay.
Have you ever been to Hollywood, Florida?
I don't think so. Is it on the Gulf Coast?
It's like by Fort Lauderdale, so it's south. It's like...
Okay. Nope, don't think I've ever had the pleasure.
Well,
I'm sure it's lovely. I'm sure it's
I've gorgeous. Only been like after a cruise, you know, like we ported in, I think, Fort Lauderdale. It's between Fort Lauderdale and Miami, somewhere around that. But yes, sure. So I didn't get to explore lovely Hollywood, Florida. But Tara says, in my dream, me and my boyfriend were throwing a party in an apartment. Never seen this apartment before in my life.
The best place is to throw a party in something you don't own.
And also, it was a studio with a balcony.
Nice. I'm in.
And the front door had a big glass window that let people see inside from the hallway. So this must be like an interior apartment complex, you know?
Oh, it's a very big peephole.
It's a very, on the front door, when it's an inside hallway apartment, that's a little unsettling, but...
A little invasive.
My boyfriend went to run some errands for the party, and I was in the apartment hanging decorations. She's going all out, man.
Okay.
I don't know what this party is for, but go ahead, girl. Then a guy knocks on the front door to deliver a package. He hands it to me.
He's like, I see you in there. I have your package.
He's like, I can see you.
I don't even have to knock. He just waves, points at the package. You?
What package?
Oh, my.
What kind of party is this? He hands it to me and then asks if I'm throwing a party. I said, yeah.
You can see I am throwing a party.
No, I'm just hanging up decorations just for shits and giggles, right?
Why not?
I said yes, and then he asked if he could come. I tried to say no as politely as possible, but he was insistent that he wanted to come.
Don't you still have to finish your route, sir?
Yeah, don't you have more work to do?
Other people need to get their packages, so maybe stop by later?
No, I wouldn't even give that opening, no. He then said he should just come in and help me set up.
Mm-mm.
He tried to walk into the apartment, but I stopped him. He then left, acting very dramatic.
Please, I know who you are. Fine, you don't want to invite me to your party. I see how it
is. See someone running down the hall. Fine.
It's your party, but I'll cry if I want to.
Some time passes, and he knocks at the door again.
No.
I don't like this.
I'd be calling my boyfriend, be like, where you at? You better hurry up. Never mind the ice.
I open, and he asks to come in again. I tell him no and shut the door. But this time, he just stares at me through the window.
Told you the window was a bad idea. Door window, not a good idea.
I try to hide in the corner where he can't see me and just hope he goes away. He knocks again.
Oh.
I open the door and he begs to come in. This time, I raise my voice and yell at him to leave me alone. He gets scared and runs down the hallway. This guy flees in an instant, but it's back.
Did he run dramatically as well?
Before you blink an eye. I see arms and legs flailing.
I see like the Jack Sparrow run.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what exactly. Oh, but guess what?
He comes back.
He immediately shows
Damn
up,
it.
Knocking at the door. This would be freaking
like,
me
catch
the
a clue.
Fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, but this creeper's just like.
Yeah, I know. This is, you call 911 by this point.
I hide on the balcony and try to call my boyfriend. Here we go, Mindy.
Okay.
He doesn't answer the first time, so I text him, I'm scared. And then I try to call him again. He sees my text and starts typing, but doesn't answer the next several phone calls. Mm. You know, like how you can see someone when they're like typing?
Don't like it.
He sends me several long paragraphs that I don't read. I text him, help me and answer me. Then the creepy guy breaks in.
No.
And starts walking toward me.
I told you, maybe it was just better to invite him in the first place. Because then at least he's not going to be angry.
I don't know.
Stay for a cupcake. I don't know.
This guy doesn't seem he's on the up and up. I don't think I'd just be letting him in just to make him less angry.
He's not catching on to the social clues here.
He certainly is not. I scream at him to leave me alone, and I chase him out of the apartment. I continue to try to call my boyfriend, and he still won't answer. Then the creepy guy walks into the apartment again.
Oh, my God.
And then I woke up.
Oh, I don't like the unresolution on this.
I don't like it either. There's usually some kind of resolution, right?
Yeah, not, no.
That's why I kind of like this one, because I found it interesting.
Yes.
I'll just say right off the jump, even though I was going to kind of get into it a little bit, that she ends up in the same place at the beginning of the dream as she does at the end. Like, no progress was made. She's still in this struggle. And that's really sad, you know, but she is. She's at least yelling at the guy, making him run like Captain Jack down the hallway a few times.
He's spilling packages everywhere.
I can see that happening.
He's like, just go deliver your packages. Leave me alone.
She was very specific in saying it was a studio apartment. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess that's a small... I lived in a studio apartment. Yeah. You were there. Mm-hmm. I loved it. But, you know, is something making her feel like she's in this small space, trapped, and also alone? Because her boyfriend is, like, out running errands. So it's kind of starts out with the implication that she's, like, very much alone. And she's in this unfamiliar space.
The boyfriend's trying to be helpful in the beginning. He's going to get, you know, the ice and pick up the sandwiches or whatever he may be doing. But then, like...
Answer your phone.
Hello? Where are you?
Especially when it says, help me, I'm scared.
Yeah, those
call
are the first
me.
Right. Talking about the studio apartment, I mean, there is, other than the balcony, which she tried to hide in, or the corner, there was really no escape from this problem or this persistent problem.
Right, exactly. She was quite literally trapped. And that's how it starts out, and that's kind of how it ends, you know? And so, again, it's very frustrating, but... So then the strange man comes, and we don't even, I was just curious to ask you, because there's not really a description of this strange man, but yet I still saw him very clearly in my head what he would look like if I had been dreaming this. Did you picture him as anything in particular?
I pictured him in like the brown UPS uniform, the hat, kind of a little scruffy.
Yeah.
Overly tan for some reason.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Oh, with you really were very specific.
Why do you think I'm such a vivid dreamer? I don't. And then his socks, of course, are pulled up like to his knee.
All the way to
almost.
The knee.
Yeah. And then he's got, of course, a little thing you have to sign in one hand.
Of course.
And like
this
another
is making
package.
Him stranger. He almost looks like a little Boy Scout.
Creepy delivery Boy Scout. What about you? How'd you picture him?
Completely differently, but of course
we always do.
Like, I could not see any strong features. He was dressed all in black, which wouldn't be if he were delivering a package, but that's what made me think this isn't a legit package. Like, in my head it was just this weirdo trying to break in or do something to this woman, you know, or harass her in some way. So I just saw, you know, black hat, black coat, black pants. So
very different.
But then he comes inviting himself to the party, and then she's no, and then he's like, well, I'll help you set up. Like, again, not reading the room.
Right.
And nor should he, because if he is a delivery person, that's a big no-no. You don't go into people's homes. And you don't. I had a, did I tell you about the DoorDash guy that delivered like some groceries to me one day, and he asked if he could step inside while because he had to like I got alcohol or something, and he had to scan my ID, and I'm like,
no.
I mean, it was so cold out that day too, so I just it was a tough choice.
Did you let him in is the question.
Yeah,
Brooke's gonna get murdered.
This was a couple months ago,
you know what? But it is like that thing, like it's that people talk about is you don't want to be rude. You want to be nice.
Right.
And you just
we're Midwestern girls. That's like.
Oh, as they say in like My Favorite Murder, fuck politeness. Politeness gets you killed.
Yes. And that was a bad choice of me, but I, you know, went with my gut. I just felt like he wouldn't normally ask this, but it was like. So
don't do it again. I'm pointing my finger at you. Don't
I won't
do it again.
Promise.
Lock
I promise.
Your door. Okay.
It's locked. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, good.
Now, Tara shows us, you know, some bravery or at least her will to fight because she does stop him from entering. And then he does his dramatic
run away
when she yells. But is this like a hint? This is what I was thinking. Is this a hint to whom this dream creepo might represent in her waking life? Like, I feel that she chose the word dramatic.
Yeah.
It's very specific. Like, she had something very specific in her head, how she saw him run. And it was almost like she was annoyed by it. She's like, oh, it's so dramatic. You know, like, this guy. Who or what is reminding her? Why is she annoyed by this? Like, who is this reminding her of in real life, waking life? And guess what? Knocks again.
It was like
can
10
you believe
times?
It? But this is what I say, Tara. Stop opening the goddamn door.
Just shake your head. No.
Just go out on the balcony and wait for your boyfriend to come back.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hey, where are the fucking party goers when you need them most?
Right.
Where
what time
are the
is
guests?
Party starting?
Where are the guests?
It's all she needed to show up was one guest. And it might have been her.
Yes. But it's almost like she knows this guy is bad, right? But she keeps giving him chance after chance. It reminds me of, you know, like you said, is it a family, a friend, a coworker?
Yeah, some sort of relationship.
A relationship, you know, that not necessarily a stranger, because she like opens the door, you know, it wasn't like she was alarmed by his presence. But someone she keeps having to cut out of her life, or maybe trying to cut out of her life.
Keeps weaseling their way back in. We all have those relationships.
We have those. No. Can't seem to get away. It just really feels like that to me, what she might be struggling with. But
and the part that's really frustrating, I'm sure you're getting to it, is like the non-answering of the boyfriend. Like, where did he go?
Yeah.
Like, was he not, why was he not there when she needed him?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
What's keeping his distance?
No, I was going to get into that, but it is like she starts out alone and then the dream ends with her alone. where did he go and what is this cycle? Is this like a new boyfriend maybe that she's just getting to learn? Ah, we'll get into it.
I think you're right. No, cycle's right. I think cycle's an interesting word you chose there because it does seem like it's a cycle. He keeps coming back no matter
non-stop,
what she's trying
non-stop,
to do.
Non-stop,
So what's going to break that cycle?
And hopefully it's not Dateline stuff, you know. No. Hopefully it just ends.
She lit up
nicely.
The studio apartment. It was a calm evening in December when she, what was her name?
When Tara was sitting on decorating for a party. She was looking forward to seeing friends
where
and family.
Her boyfriend? And why?
Where did he go?
And why was her window and a door? That still bothers me.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just going to talk about. Staring through the window, that's so creepy. It's just so invasive in so many ways. Like,
I grew up in a house where as soon as it got dark out, my mom's like, shut the blinds, people can see in our house.
Yeah.
And watching all these true crime things, you do hear of people that are stalkers that will look in your house and follow your every movements. And there's been a lot of serial killers have done that. So are you a keep the blinds closed at night type of person, or do you like the window, or does it matter?
To me, it's not a big deal if it's open, but I am, like, my living room is on the first floor, so it is, like, if I'm sitting watching TV at night, I would be a direct shot. Anyone could look in. But I did actually just today go and close the blinds because I opened them for the cats during the day so they can look at the birds.
You gotta have the sunshine during the day.
Gotta have the sunshine. So then I closed it when I got home. But we never really did that growing up. Only shades were used as simply sun shades because we had so many trees like in front of our house and so many trees like behind. But that doesn't mean someone can't like
my mom instilled this fear in me. Like Mark, it doesn't bother him. Like he can leave the blinds open. He's like, oh, you're shutting the blinds? I'm like, yes, because people can look at our house. Because I am that looky-loo when I go around the neighborhood. I'm the one looking at other people's houses. So.
You know this real thing happening.
I know. I'm like, if I do it, other people have to be doing it.
Mindy's a creeper.
Can I come
but guess what happens? Knocks again. Knocks
persistent.
Again. She screams and he leaves. And like we were saying, it's just a cycle. He knocks. She answers. He tries to get in. She yells at him. He leaves, but always comes back. Like I was saying, and we were both talking, like it seems like just a terrible ex that it just needs to end, but you're just stuck in this relentless back and forth. Ay, ay, ay. Knocks again. Now she's scared. This is where she's trying to call her boyfriend. No answer. She tries to text. No answer. You know, this is the typical stress moment of a dream also. You know, she's running. She's hiding. She's calling for help. And she's all by herself. I mean, it really is a pretty bad situation.
Yeah. And there's no way out because you are I'm picturing this not on the first floor.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Like, it's a balcony.
She jump over
balcony.
The balcony. Yeah.
No.
Balcony.
So you're just trapped. What's making her feel trapped?
So my question is, which maybe we can discuss a minute, why did the boyfriend respond in several long paragraphs? And what do you think the significance of those long texts when he wouldn't even answer the phone when she called and he wouldn't respond? What's wrong? He ends up sending
I don't know. I say break up with him.
A book? Done. You're done, son. Bye-bye.
He's very verbose.
That, to me, was kind of a symbol that they're not on the same page.
You know, the communication
style. Something's off. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you couldn't be more specific. Help me. I'm scared. Like, these aren't, like,
cryptic.
How are you today?
Something she's saying. Yeah.
Hey, babe.
Like, how's your day? Don't forget the pickles. And I'm scared.
And I'm scared.
He sends a whole text back. Did you want the baby dills or sweet? Or maybe I should get some olives too. I don't know. Do people like olives? How about we do deviled eggs tonight? Because everyone, I don't know, deviled eggs stink up the house. But maybe you could do it. Like, that's his whole.
Yeah, he's just off and running.
He's not even paying attention. He's not even paying attention.
Like a lot of dudes. Just saying. So here we are now. He gets inside.
Yeah, that's an apartment.
Which is very unsettling. But she tells on him, or not, sorry, she yells at him, and once again, he runs away. But like what you're saying, still no response. She's still all alone. She's scared. And then the dream ends with just him entering
again.
And then done. I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. I don't like the fact that that's how it ends. Like, it's up to your imagination. I was like, was he going to harm her? Was he just
going to... And my imagination is going to go to a dark place. So this was a scary, unsettling dream for me. But thank you, Tara, for sharing.
Tara, thank you. Yay. Bestie, we've been on a bit of a nightmare rain, it seems, lately. So if you want to send us a dream that's not a nightmare, or it could be, but maybe we can lighten it up next week. If you guys want to send us your non-nightmare dreams, you can send them to remelations@gmail.com. You can also support the show by hitting our website at remelations.com/support. You can submit a dream there. You can buy merch or even join our sleepover squad. All of that is available right before your eyes. And just don't answer the door. And just
Don't text us.
The door. We'll come save you. It's fine.
Text us. We'll be there. We'll respond.
We'll get there. Or we'll send the police. Whatever's quickest.
Probably the police. All right. It is catnap time, everybody. This is when we read listeners' dreams that might not be a full, long dream, just a short dream, maybe a dream story, or just a one-sentence little dream. We're going to read them all. We want to get as much of you on the show as possible. So, and away we go.
Okay, we're going away, and we're going with, I don't know what I'm saying, and here's Essie, and Essie is from Harrow, UK.
Oh, Essie, I like that.
I love Essie, I love the name. She says, I had this strange dream last night that everyone in the world had to get new glasses. Even if you already had glasses, you needed to get new glasses. Even if you could see fine, you needed to get new glasses. Everyone needed new glasses. Even people that have passed away. What are they going to do with them?
Oh my God.
I asked someone why, and I explained to them I had just gotten my prescription updated recently, and I could see fine with that prescription. They sent me to the eye doctor. The eye doctor said that everyone needed new glasses because without them, we wouldn't be able to see that something was coming that would darken the world. So you needed these new glasses.
Ooh.
I don't know if I want the new glasses in that case. I'm fine without seeing my impending doom.
Out of sight, out of mind.
It was going to be dark. And if you didn't have the new glasses, you would only see darkness. I don't know. It's like the opposite of sunglasses.
Yeah, it does seem like that.
They're like dark glasses?
They're night glasses.
Glasses. I wear my night glasses at night.
Or during the day. Make it opposite. Right.
So I got the new glasses. And they seemed like regular glasses. During the exam, we had usual small talk that you get during the exam. It all seemed very normal, except for the people that I knew had already passed away were standing around the room. So the whole room was full of people who had passed away waiting to get their glasses. Like, Grandma,
that's going to be a fucking long line if everyone alive and dead needs glasses.
In the whole world? I mean, it takes me long enough to get into my optometrist. I don't need to... wait longer for special glasses and behind dead people. You can literally see
dead
people.
They're the priority.
They're already dead. What's going to happen if they can't see in the dark? It's dark under the ground anyways. Even though everyone knew an event was coming, no one seemed worried. Everyone was calm, and it was just like a regular busy day at the eye doctor. The line queue filled with both living and dead. I wouldn't have known the dead were dead because they looked just like everyone else, except for there were people from my past there who I knew had crossed over. The dream had an overall positive vibe to it. It was just something that everyone did, like cashing a check or something. It was just mundane. Has anyone else had a dream like this? Like a world event is about to happen and it's so nonchalant. I might also add that in my other dreams, I can never recall wearing glasses. I have pretty normal vision, so it's not common for me to have to be wearing my glasses in waking life.
What's the obsession with the glasses then?
So many glasses. I mean, there's something you're not seeing, obviously.
Oh, or maybe something you don't want to see.
Especially if it's in the dark, especially if you have your night glasses on.
During the day.
I like that one, Essie. Thank you.
So
a little lighter for us, which is good.
A little lighter. I'm going to take us right back down in the dirt, literally. This is Brandy from Florida. I don't like this one. My best friend was buried alive.
No.
She had her cell phone.
Did she have somehow her night glasses on, though?
She did. So okay. I'm okay with that. She's okay, at least as long as she's got her night glasses on. Yes. She had her cell phone, and somehow she was able to call me. She told me she had been stabbed outside her car in a Target parking lot and then dragged into an SUV.
Oh.
She passed out and woke up buried.
Oh, okay. Worst nightmare. Real life nightmare.
I don't like it. She didn't know where or why or by whom. She didn't even know what she was in because it was pitch black. See, maybe she did need her night glasses.
Need those night glasses.
Except for her phone.
I'd be calling 911 first instead of my friend. Triangulate this shit and get me out of here.
Like, let's get this figured out. She was uneasily calm, and I was freaking out. I called 911, and authorities started trying to find her and track her phone.
Okay.
Somehow, I get to this big open field before the police. Mm-hmm. There is a creepy farmer-looking dude silently watching me as I drove up toward the house.
I'm just here before looking for my friend.
I don't like these creepers in the dreams this week. Mm-mm. Before I could react, the man was at my window, dragging me out of the car, stabbing me.
What?
I kept asking, why? Why? He explained that he was creating a new population from this special soil he had invented.
Bad farmer. Mr. McDonald, stop making new soil and stabbing people and burying them in your fields. It's not going to work out.
He had to kill people and plant them.
Mm-mm.
Once their blood hits the soil, the transformation begins.
Wow.
Just then, people started rising from the ground.
How convenient.
They were all dressed like Waldo. Dozens of them. It's like a real life Waldo book. They're all on the fields.
Waldo. Oh. And you know, the background's just the farmstead, and then rows and rows of Waldos.
You're like, I found him. He's here.
Is that the one with the cane or without the cane? Does he have
it has
hat
to be
on?
It must have to be a tricky one like
backpack.
That.
Yeah.
I was wondering how this would make a better population. And then I woke up.
Wow, that's a deep one. And very unexpected. With the Waldos.
a little surprise ending, because it could have gone real dark.
I wonder, though,
did her friend rise as a Waldo? Or was she able to be saved?
Is there Waldos? Like a female version?
What does she wear? Same thing.
Same thing, but a blue skirt. Wow. Okay. That's a good one, though. This next one comes from Amber, and Amber's from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. I had this very vivid dream last night that actually woke me up at 2 a.m. In this dream, my ex-partner and I were in my apartment. It was nighttime, pretty dark in the room besides the moonlight, and we were both up talking on my bed. All of a sudden, a bird came in the window and got stuck behind the blinds.
Oh.
It clumsily freed itself from the blinds and fell limp on the bed, and then flew around the apartment. We went after it to try to catch it, but realized the power was out when we tried to turn on any lights. We could barely see anything. Somehow, I caught the bird in my hands. We walked back over to get our phone flashlights with this small bird in my hands. When I looked in my hands, though, the bird was actually a flower. A head of a flower with no stem. And then I woke up. It was so strange, but so vivid. And I can still see it crystal clear in my mind.
And that's an interesting one.
Yeah. And then just a little extra, she says, This dream feels very special to me. I almost never remember my dreams. So to wake up in the middle of the night, especially because of a dream, it feels so symbolic. It also feels special to me because I'm at a crossroads in my life. Thanks for listening, Amber.
Oh, Amber, I felt like there was just something simply beautiful about it. Like, there was nothing really happening. I was upset really for the bird. No, but like, it was just something about it that there was like a flow to it. Like, you just knew it maybe didn't mean anything, but it was just kind of a magical experience for
her. It was
her.
Like the bird got trapped in the blinds. Like, is, I don't know, not to get into too much analysis here, Amber, but like, are you feeling trapped in something? And then there was a transformation. So the bird was finally like, freed into being something very beautiful. I don't know.
I like it. I do like that one.
I've got another one from Mackenzie from Indianapolis. I was in some strange underground building. My teeth were loose, and I wiggled one, and it came out.
Oh.
One after another, till the whole bottom row of my teeth were gone. A lady who did voodoo told... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the voodoo lady down the street.
The voodoo lady, you know, two doors down.
The lady who did voodoo told me she would help me fix my teeth. She does. But my teeth were now little pencils. And when I looked in the mirror, I could see a row of pencils on the bottom of my mouth. She started going insane with laughter. And everyone... this is weird, I don't know. And then she says, everyone else was dead. It was just me and her, and she kept me alive for some reason. What the fuck is this dream? Oh, you could stay alive, but you're going to need some pencil teeth. That's the only thing that's going to keep
you from
doing. I'm
sorry, we're taking out all those good ones, and we're putting
in... Who needs molars?
Number two pencils.
Hope she doesn't get lead poisoning.
Oh, good Lord. So this is Angel from West Hollywood.
Okay. West Hollywood, Florida?
I don't know if there's a West Hollywood, Florida. That's a good one. I think this is just straight up WeHo, baby. WeHo.
Okay. WeHo.
I was out to eat at one of those restaurants that is completely dark. No lights. I had always wanted to try it, but it was pretty boring. I was on a date.
You know what you need?
Night glasses.
We had to brand that. We had to like see if we can get them in the merch store.
I'm writing it down because I can't forget that one. I was on a date, and to be honest, she was pretty boring too.
Bummer.
All of a sudden, the mood changed. I felt a dark presence. Oh, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I didn't know what to do, but I knew I was in mortal danger. Nice. I had no idea how to get out of this place, and for some reason, I felt like I had to be super quiet. I stood up and just started walking, praying it was in the right direction. But the presence was there.
He's like running into busboys and servers, and obviously he's in the kitchen. He's like, there's knives.
Feeling his way around. It's very dangerous.
Especially in unfamiliar places when you wake up and you can't see.
No, and it's pitch black. Yeah. He said it felt like being stalked by a shark when you just know it's there, but you can't see it. Oh! You know me.
No.
Chills. Then the lights turned on. I was not prepared for what I saw.
Oh, what?
This crowd of strangers all yelled, "Surprise!" And started doing a flash mob dance. Only this dance was 100% more horrifying than what I was feeling before in the dark.
You'd think it'd be less unsettling?
Unless
it's dance, like a thriller dance, like thriller.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of things you don't need to see naked. The dance moves happening were... Well, gross. Just gross. And for some reason, it was all for me. We're talking about people doing the naked worm and naked crab walks. Ooh, that's a bad one. A crab walk. Like, naked squats.
Not necessary.
Even people falling onto the escalators and getting things caught in the stairs.
Ow.
Ouch. Horrifying.
Yeah.
And then I woke up. Oh, angel.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is better dark.
Maybe leave those night glasses out.
Just leave. Put on your night glasses and just get the fuck out of there.
Just run.
I don't need dessert. Especially if there's people doing naked stuff. That's very unsanitary.
When,
I don't
you know
I think
what?
It's against health
Didn't
code violations.
Did he just leave his date, too? He just, like, got right? up. She's kind of boring. I feel like someone's going to kill me, but she'll be fine.
It's only a first date. Like, I don't have that much responsibility.
Truth.
And was it a blind date? Because then you've never, ever see them. Oh. Have you ever been on a blind date?
I guess once, technically, mm-hmm. But it wasn't like this whole like arrangement thing. It was like, hey, we're going to go bowling. Do you want to come? And then like, oh, we're going to invite so-and-so to come too. You know, like single, it was yeah. like early college.
Okay.
Like early college.
Worked out
nothing
well?
Happened. Well, no, I mean, there wasn't anything wrong, but like, no. I wasn't really expecting it either. It was just kind of like a big surprise. Like I didn't know that was the intention of the day. So I was just kind of this was supposed to be like a blind
Thanks.
Date or
no.
How about you?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Never.
I feel like it's a scary experience. Scary.
Yeah. Just whatever you do, don't take them to a dark, naked dance orgy party.
Well, unless that's your thing. First. Like, maybe you met online and that was in both your profiles.
Could be.
Good.
Could
Seems
be.
Like a good fit. But other than that, I would say, yeah, pass.
Pass. This is from our bestie, Nicole, from Florida. A lot of Florida ones today.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. Huh? What's going on, Florida?
Keep it up.
We wild dreamers, you. I was at the fair with my mom and grandma. There was a character from my favorite children's TV show there, and I was excited to meet him. He was a big purple dinosaur that had Barney's voice, but it was not Barney.
Oh, no.
I hugged him, and then he very casually and cheerfully asked me if he could bite off my head.
Oh,
I was in shock.
That's polite.
Like, I asked, what? And he replied, just one bite. It'll be fine. I looked to my mom and grandma for help, but they both just nodded at me, smiling and motioning to let him bite off my head.
Just do it.
I felt betrayed. I looked up and I saw his mouth open with his sharp teeth about to swallow me up. And then I woke up. This is the first dream I remember and I was about 6 years old.
Oh, that's terrifying.
It'd be a lot different if you were an adult and there was like a big giant purple dinosaur.
Yeah, like that's terrifying.
That's even more terrifying, I think, as an adult. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can I just have one bite? Just a little.
One bite. It'll be fine.
One little nibble. Just let me lick you. Have you seen this TikTok that is people pretend to fall asleep with like a piece of cheese in their hand and they're recording it to see what their dog does?
Oh, no.
It's the cutest thing because a lot of the dogs will like just walk up really slowly and just like, lick it first to see if the person will notice. It's the darndest cutest thing. I'm going to have to try it with Kingston. See what he does.
Oh, yes.
He would just probably not even try to pretend. He would just eat it.
He would be like, I'm just taking one big
bite. He's just like, I'm going to take your hand with it because he's a foodie.
He is a foodie. He goes in the garbage.
He loves everything.
He gets on Mindy's brand new furniture with barbecue sauce pops.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That was real fun. Nice little pup there. Oh, well, wonderful stack of catnaps tonight. Thank you, everyone, for submitting.
Thank you. Thank you again for all of those crazy catnaps. And also to Tara for her disturbing dream, unsettling
dream. Exhausting, cycling dream.
Cycling, relentless dream.
Relentless, yes.
Yes, so thank you.
Okay, here's a question for you, Brooke. How was your Monday with the time change?
I never do well with the time change.
I don't think most people do.
It's one stinking hour, but it
feels like
it messes up the world.
It is so tough, and especially when I already have to wake up early to take the kids to school.
Yes.
It felt like 4:30 I'm waking. It's not good. It's not great.
But luckily for me, I'm on spring break, so
nice,
I didn't really have to deal with... I just kept sleeping.
It does help. It does take a while, though. And if you haven't noticed by now, I'm going to talk about daylight savings time.
Ooh, this topic. Okay.
Okay. Well, we all know it. Obviously, we just lived through it. It's fabulous. I'm sure everyone's still kind of getting used to the new time change. So why do we do it? I mean, it's a common myth, and you might have heard this, that we do it in the U.S. because daylight savings time was first implemented to benefit the farmers.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's not true. It's flat out not true. In reality, farmers have been one of the strongest lobby groups against daylight savings time since it was first implemented. Factors such as farming schedules, morning dew on the grass, dairy cattle's readiness to be milked are ultimately dictated by the sun. So time changes introduces unnecessary challenges for farmers. So if not for the farmers, then why do we throw ourselves into chaos and sleep changes twice a year?
Yep.
Well, let's start by talking about what it is. Daylight savings time is a practice of advancing clocks to make a better use of longer daylight during summer hours. Longer days, warmer weather, we should have more time in our day, so we move ahead. In the U.S., Canada, and Australia, it's called daylight savings time, but for all of our U.K. people, you guys call it summertime.
Oh, I like it.
I think summertime sounds even better.
It does.
It's like summertime and summertime.
What about in winter, though? Is it called wintertime?
Good question. Or maybe it's just standard time like it is here. UK besties, let us know. Is that what you do call it? That's just what I found on the internet. Doesn't make it true. So let me know. In the spring, just like we did this past Sunday, we set our clocks ahead 1 hour. And in the fall, we move it back 1 hour. So spring forward, fall back is a common term we hear.
Yes.
How is it done? So there are some authorities. I don't know what these authorities are. It just said authorities that determine that sometime after midnight on a weekend, we should change the hour. So in central time, what we're going to do is when it's 2 a.m. or what we did is when it was 2 a.m., we just skipped ahead to 3 a.m. There was no 2:01 a.m. We just skip ahead.
Just go. Just do it.
It's like yada, 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 3 a.m. It's done at this time to lessen the disruption to weekday schedules, but I call bullshit because my schedule is completely fucked.
I'm on the side of the farmers here. I just feel like it causes too much change and chaos. Now, for one stinking hour, how much difference can that possibly make?
Right. Well, 1 hour is the common time thing, but in history, it has been anything from 20 minutes to 2 hours. So it hasn't always been 1 hour.
20 minutes?
Yeah, right? This is like, if I remember correctly, because I didn't write this down. This was like in Europe in the turn of the century. I think they tried to do 20-minute increments instead of a whole hour.
Wow.
Even more confusing, probably. Like, it was like every third Sunday or every fourth Sunday, you moved it ahead. It was just the weirdest thing.
So they were trying to break up the hours slowly each weekend.
I'm gonna guess
like 20 minutes. Look at Arizona. They're doing just fine.
Oh, I'm going
it.
To get into Arizona. Don't you worry.
Okay.
So in the month of March, and I'm going to put this graphic on our blog and on our website, but what you can see is in March, in where we live, Brooke, in like kind of the Midwest, Iowa, Chicago area, we gain 80 minutes of sunlight in March. So everyone says that, you know, more sun, more daylight's a good thing. And, here's a fun fact. Daylight savings time is not usually observed at the equator because there's the sunrise and sunset difference doesn't make, depending on the season, summer, winter, it doesn't change much. So there's not enough time to justify it. It's also not observed in high altitudes where an hour clock shift would provide little benefit because of the wide variations in sunset and sunrise times.
Mm-hmm.
So not everyone does it.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Actually, only a fraction of the world's population observes daylight savings time. And there are some countries that only observe it in some regions. For example, in Australia, there are certain states in Australia that don't do daylight savings time. Just like in the U.S., Arizona does not
Indiana,
do daylight savings.
Parts of Indiana. That's even weirder.
Indiana, that's time zone.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so. Hawaii and your old state of Arizona does not observe daylight savings time.
Go Wildcats.
but more on that later. Okay. Okay. So why do we do it? Several ancient societies adopted this idea of season changes to keep their timekeeping a better use. So Romans used changes to water clocks. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't even go down that rabbit hole, Brooke. There was too many rabbit holes.
What are
water clocks? I don't know. But they did certain things. 20 minutes on water. I don't know. some people think it was Benjamin Franklin who actually suggested this idea of daylight savings. But it was found that it was a satirical letter sent to the Journal of Paris suggesting that if Parisians could only wake up earlier in the summer, they would economize on candle oil usage. But he never really proposed it. He's like, if we wouldn't use so much oil in our candles if we woke up earlier. Yeah,
but even his satirical comment ended up being something that
people still went in
people put to use with daylight saving time. Yeah. Even though he was like joking, it ended up becoming a thing.
Right. So it wasn't until 1895 when a New Zealand entomologist, but I also saw him as an astrologist. So was he a bug guy or was he a star guy? I don't know, because there was a little controversy.
Starbugs.
He had his night glasses on. His name was George Hudson. He was actually the first person to propose daylight savings time. He used to work a shift, shift work, and then he would get off in the evening and enjoy his spare time collecting insects. He just valued all that time after work. He just wished he had more time to collect bugs. Don't we all?
Why doesn't he just wake up a little early and look for bugs in the morning?
So what he did is he presented a letter to the Wellington Physiological Society proposing a 2-hour daylight shift. Okay. So that was in 1895. Nothing came of it. But it wasn't until 1907 when William Willett, who independently came up with this. He came up with this idea when he was riding a pre-breakfast train through the city of London, and he just thought about why people slept through it such a large part of the summer day. And he was also an avid golfer. So here's the thing you're going to find. People in their hobbies, that's why this started. He was an avid golfer, and he's like, I wish I could golf a little bit longer. We should make the day longer.
Night golfing. It's a new thing.
His solution was to advance the clock during the summer, and he published the proposal to the Parliament. So it wasn't until the first daylight savings bill was passed in the British House of Commons on the 12th of February, 1908. That's kind of the start of it, was 1908.
Okay.
Even though it was passed, it was first adopted and put into practice in Port Arthur, Ontario, Canada, in the same year, 1908. Yes.
Port Arthur.
It wasn't really widely accepted nationwide for like fully for countries until the World War began. So World War I, the first countries to nationally adopt this idea of daylight savings were Germany and Austria-Hungary. It was just a way for them to conserve coal during wartime. Makes sense.
Same logic there.
Right. Britain and many other European neutrals soon followed after the onset of World War I. Now, the United States, now we get to our fine land of the United States, we adopted daylight savings in 1918 as a temporary, by the way, wartime measure for 7 months during World War I.
So it's temporarily been over 100 years.
Exactly. They decided that more daylight hours, again, conserved energy and resources. And then again in World War II, the U.S. implemented year-round daylight savings time during wartime. Oh. So actually, this whole idea of keeping on daylight savings time happened during World War II in the United States.
Well, and okay, then let's just change it and keep it that way. Why does it have to go back and forth twice a year?
We'll talk about it. We're going to talk about the politics of it. It's very interesting because I didn't know half of why we can't easily just do it now, but I have some answers.
Okay, good.
Okay. After World War II, the U.S. decided that local jurisdictions were free to choose if they wanted to observe daylight savings time. So they just left it up to individual states. Arizona and Hawaii and five of our territories in the U.S. do not observe it. They're like, nope, we just want to have one time all year. We don't want to fuck with calendars.
Nope.
We don't want to fuck with clocks.
They're the smart ones.
Remember back in the day, you'd actually have to take your clocks off the wall and like...
Oh, twist, turn them?
Like, yeah. It took you a half hour that morning. Of that hour, you got taken away already. Then you had to switch the times and all the clocks.
Because you're running out of time to look at your bugs.
And now we have cell phones, which automatically not only change. Move your time forward, but your alarm's fine, too, magically.
Yeah. And so when you change time zones, it does it automatically, too.
Yes. And but like back in the day, if you went to sleep before the time changed, you had to set your alarm different that day.
Yeah.
So if you want to get up at 5, you would have had to set it for 4, even though it was 5. And then when you woke up, then you had to move your clock to 5.
This is why...
Too much work.
It's stupid.
Yeah. So Arizona, Hawaii, and 5 of our territories are like, nope, we're just going to stay same time all year.
Well, they're probably like, it's just as lovely during the day as it is at night.
Oh, right, because it's Arizona, Hawaii. Who cares?
We can enjoy our time anytime. Like, we can be outside anytime.
True. Now, here's another fun fact. The Navajo Nation, which is partially in Arizona, they do observe daylight savings time. So on the Navajo Nation, they do observe it. Oh, so they do change their time, which is interesting.
So strange.
Yeah. So which means from March to November every year, the Navajo Nation is an hour ahead of the rest of the state of Arizona.
Wow.
Right?
So strange.
Okay. Well, here's an interesting fact. And this is one that you brought up earlier. Indiana only began participating in daylight savings in 2006. So up until 2006, they did not participate. And then they started participating in 2006, why I think we were both confused. Needless to say, having everyone being able to choose this idea made it very chaotic.
Of course.
For example, the Twin Cities up in Minnesota, that's where it is, St. Paul and Minneapolis, kept two different times for 2 weeks in the month of May of 1965. So St. Paul was on one time, Minneapolis was on another time.
Ridiculous.
Right?
This is just
so confusing.
Oh, God.
Now, in 1966, the U.S. is like, okay, we just have to kind of get everyone on the same page here. So the U.S. passed the Uniform Time Act, which standardized daylight savings time in 1966.
Okay.
This stated that every 6 months we do this time dance ahead.
Time dance, ahead. Making it sound like it's something lovely.
Thanks. I used that. I came up with that on my own.
Oh, I like it.
Thanks. A plus.
I'm so happy you're grading yourself.
So we used to do it every 6 months. In 1986, they changed it to every 7 months. We have like 7 months of daylight savings time. And then again, I don't know if you remember this, in 2005, they increased it to 8 months. So right now it's 8 months on daylight savings time. It wasn't always like that.
Wow. They fooled me over the years. I've just blindly done it when they've said it's daylight savings time, change of clocks. Okay, here we go.
Well, here's another fun fact. The 8 month increase was motivated in part by candy companies seeking to increase profits by including Halloween in the daylight savings time period. So major candy companies lobbied Congress to make it 8 months, not 7.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can't say I'm surprised.
Not all countries do it, like I said. And Russia declared in 2011 it was going to stay on daylight savings time all year. They said, fuck this, we're staying on here. And Belarus also followed the same declaration. Now, here we get into the legalities of it a little bit of why we're doing this in the U.S. So right now in the U.S., there's two options that a state can choose. One, do not observe daylight savings time and stay in standard time all year like Arizona, where it remains light in the morning and gets darker in the evening. Or two, go with the U.S. Uniform Time Act, which observes the moving of time twice a year.
The time dance?
The time dance. That might be the podcast title of the episode. The twice a year time dance.
Twice a year time dance.
Now, what currently is not an option anywhere in the United States is to stay on daylight savings time all year.
Oh.
Because
what difference does it make, really, if they stay on standard time or daylight savings time?
Because it's a federal act, states cannot choose to stay on daylight savings time.
Why? So,
but right now there's some legislation going on in states. I found this really cool resource called the National Conference of State Legislators website. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. But you can see actually any bills that are going through state legislators.
Oh, cool.
State legislative. So I specifically looked for these daylight savings time legislations to see, you know, what's going on. Because everyone most everyone, like you and I, are like, just stay on daylight savings time.
Yes.
Stay on it. Okay. So we've been seeing in the past 5 years, state legislations making a change. So one, they're passing bills to not observe daylight savings time. So taking the Arizona route and staying on standard time all year. Two states tried to pass this, including Maine and Virginia, but they failed to pass. The other option, which would be option three, is they're calling it lock the time, which would be that they're going to pass a bill in each of these states that in anticipation that the U.S., the full U.S. Congress is going to go ahead and say, let's stay on daylight savings time. Because if the U.S. Congress decides that we're staying on daylight savings time, the states will already have their acts on the book that would just automatically take place then.
That's cool.
19 states have already passed legislation or resolution supporting year-round daylight savings time.
19? Including
19 states, okay. Yep. Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, Minnesota, Ohio, Maine, Kentucky, Tennessee, Louisiana, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina.
Come on, Iowa and Illinois.
As of 2024, 28 new bills have been introduced this year, and 36 have carried over from the previous year's sessions.
Okay.
Seeing that they're trying to institute like this permanent daylight savings time. So a lot of the states are trying to get this passed.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Does Arizona, will they go to daylight savings time instead of standard time then? Do they have to
So what they would have to do, I think, and don't quote me on this, but I think if the national government stays on daylight savings time, they would, well, it depends on how they write the bill. If it it was mandated they could choose, then they'd probably stay where they were. But if
they're
mandated,
grandfathered
then they'd have
in,
to,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't, it gets confusing. Mm. Hmm. Okay.
This is a doozy.
Here, let's talk about our states. So pending in Illinois, we have two bills pending in Illinois. One is to switch to standard time, which, boo, who wants it dark in the summer, in the winter like this? No, no one wants it. The other one, HB 5114, would be to have Illinois observe daylight time all year long. But again, it's not going to matter unless the federal government passes it.
Would you take either, though, just to keep it?
No, I'd stay where we are now, because then my summers, you know, because then we get to enjoy it at least for 8 months. I don't want to have, you know, like.
That's true. Only 4 months of darker times.
Yeah. So in pending in Iowa, there's two bills, HB 498 and HB 242, which establishes daylight savings time as the official time throughout the state throughout the year. Now, my sister is in the House of Representatives in the state of Iowa, and although I don't agree with everything she may support or not support, we are kind of different in our political views, I did text her today asking her about these bills, because I was like, okay, I want to know what's up with these bills. And she pretty much replied to me that they're kind of like just a pending state. They got introduced, I think, last year's session. But until Congress moves forward, there's really no point of them trying to waste their time on passing these. Because unless the U.S. Congress says it's going to be daylight savings time, they're kind of like, they'd rather put bills through the state that are going to have impact right away versus, we could pass this. She's all for passing it. She voted for it in the House, but it was a matter of, it's only going to get so far without the federal government doing their part first.
Let's kick them in the fannies.
So again, this idea of daylight saving time is stalled in Congress currently. It would require Congress to change federal law in order for any of these states who agree to it to take effect. So in the U.S. Congress, we'd have to have a federal law change in order to it make effect for all these states that are agreeing to it. In 2022, the U.S. approved what they called the Sunshine Protection Act, which I think is a great name, which would be like the new standard. So it passed the Senate, and then it just kind of stalled in the House. So right now it's just sitting in the House. It's sitting in a subcommittee. Just waiting. But, you know, how lobbyists, you know, there's got to be someone who's probably complaining about it. So it's just waiting, right? But current public opinion shows mixed results. So, like, some people want to move to a national daylight savings time, and some people don't. So there's controversy.
Is that kind of the consensus? Either keep it the way it is.
Yes.
Or all daylight savings time. No one wants just the standard time year round.
It sounds like it. Yeah, correct.
Okay.
But here's a controversy. So there's industries such as retail, sports, tourism that favor staying on daylight savings time, while certain religious groups have opposed it. So, for example, Muslim and Jew religion groups have practices such as prayer and fasting that it makes it more difficult to continue to do if we stay on daylight savings time. In some Muslim countries, such as Morocco, they actually temporarily abandon daylight savings time during the month of Ramadan. So in order to keep their religious practices the same throughout the year. Okay, well, so a couple other things, and this is one my sister brought up, with safety. They do have people that are concerned about safety because if we move to daylight savings time throughout the year, there's going to be kids waiting for the bus in the morning when it's very dark out. And so that's a concern of safety. And so there are opponents for safety reasons why it might not be a good idea. Some other effects that we can talk about include health. There are plenty of studies actually to show how time shifts disrupt our human circadian rhythm. Some studies even suggest changing time increases health risks such as heart attacks up to 10%, as well as more car accidents. Because people being sleepy in the morning.
It's also like, it just seems like there's a good reason, there's a bad reason.
Yeah,
there's a
good reason. Let's there's no good reason.
Get all the gray area out and just make a goddamn
just make a decision, right?
Make this decision.
But some experts in circadian rhythms say that it'd be best to do it year-round because we don't have to adjust our circadian rhythms twice a year.
I like those folks.
Now, here's one that I never thought of until I ran across it, but I thought you would like this fact. Entertainment industry. The entertainment industry. You know, how it works with the summer, as soon as it starts staying later, people aren't in their homes watching TV. So that's when we go on summer hiatus with a lot of entertainment. But that's how is that shifting now these days with on-demand? You know, I don't need to watch the show at 7 o'clock p.m. because I can watch it on my iPad when I go to bed at 10 p.m.
Yes.
So is that becoming less of a factor these days?
I would think so. Except the only thing I would think would be not people watching that would affect the entertainment industry, but their actual filming times.
Yeah.
You know, because there's the magic hours. You would know this. You know, at Golden sunset, you know, sunrise, this most beautiful time of day. And, you know, they already are going in at 3 a.m. to get in hair and makeup. And, like, I just think the scheduling of how they shoot something would maybe change. Yeah.
So we got to think that Congress has all these lobbyists in their ear right now going, we should do it. We shouldn't do it. We should do it. And that's why it's getting stalled.
That's why I'd be like, la, 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 la.
Pass it. The other thing I want to talk about was crime. According to a study, daylight savings time can reduce some kinds of crime, including robbery and sexual assault. So thumbs up for daylight savings time in that category. But on the flip side, another interesting study said that judicial punishment imposed by U.S. federal courts always showed sleep-deprived judges enacting more severe penalties. If you flip the time,
Mr. Cranky Pants is giving away harsher sentences.
extra. So, in conclusion, we are stuck with how it is for now. Now, we do get a little bit more since we moved that 8 hours in 2005, or 8 months
in
2005. But doesn't look like it's changing anytime soon. But so here are some tips. I know we've all dealt with it this week, but this is maybe more for the future. Try going to bed 15 minutes earlier a few days leading up to the change. Set your wake-up time to be 30 minutes earlier. Just kind of start, you know, easing you in slowly. Readjust your routine by shifting activities to earlier in your schedule, such as dinner or exercise when you get off of work.
These are pretty simple fixes just to get through this
what should damn be a week.
Simple transition, right? Like you said, just build slowly. Do 15 minutes at a time. You know, yeah.
Trick your brain by dimming your lights earlier. I've seen some things that, you know, eating protein and less carbs will help you adjust a little bit better this week. Hmm. Avoid taking naps. I've heard both sides of naps. Naps, like, just kind of power through it. Don't take a nap. And I've also seen people that are like, you should take a nap. So
I think I guess it depends on how the person sleeps. Like, yeah. I would love to take a long, beautiful nap, but it takes me so long to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. That maybe shouldn't.
Yeah, so I probably shouldn't, because, like, if I want to power nap for 45 minutes, it's going to take me an hour and a half to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Already way past the nap limit, you know? Yep. So, yeah.
But a lot of people agree that just getting out and getting more sunshine helps you adjust. Obviously,
I know that's true for you.
I do. I need my sunshine.
Yeah.
Avoid your late night stimulants this week, as well as, you know, reduce your screen time before bed. You know, all those typical sleep tips we've given multiple times.
Work in multiple situations.
One last tip. Don't forget to change the battery in your smoke detectors.
Oh, is that like what you're supposed to do both times a year?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just you're supposed to do it when daylight savings? Yep. Check the smoke alarms.
Yeah. So make sure you do that. And that's it. That's why we're having a shitty week, folks. That's why we're having a shitty week.
We're tired.
We're tired. And now we know why. And all because of some guy who wanted to look at bugs, and some guy who wanted to get an extra round of golf in.
And some people that wanted candy longer, Halloween time.
I don't know. We'll see where the next few years go with this legislation and see if
we'll stay
change.
On top of this for you, bestie, for the next few years. Yeah. As long as you keep listening to us, we'll keep you in tune. Let us know what you think.
I think we'll post a poll in our Facebook group to see what people think, how they feel. Are you all for the daylight savings time all year long? Stay on it, or keep doing the time dance. Let's do the time dance again.
It's just an hour behind.
And then you jump to the left. Oh, classic. It's a shame we've already hashtagged Curry.
Tim Curry. Yeah. I know. We could do Susan Sarandon.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Hashtag
what
does Susan Sarandon dream.
Sorry, I got caught up. Can we try it again?
Yes. Hashtag
what does Susan Sarandon dream?
And Susan, darling
Susan.
Susan,
come on.
Mm-hmm. Let us know what you feel. Where are you on this daylight savings time? Because
she's got some opinions. She's very political.
Yes.
We want to hear them all.
Let's do it. We're ready. And let us know what you dream.
Yes, please.
And then we'll do the time dance again. In October. After Halloween.
After Halloween. But we have to be all dressed up in Rocky Horror clothes, because it'll be like that time of year.
Of course.
So we'll have to come on and we'll have to learn a dance by then, Mindy.
Well, we got time. We'll figure it out.
Who do you want to be? Dr. Frankenfurter?
You can give me a role. It's been decades since I've seen that movie. And I don't even think I paid attention that closely. I think it was at some guy's house in high school. And
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not saying I was doing other things. I'm just saying.
It was like, I know. I wouldn't be traumatized or care anyway. It's me, friend.
All right. Well, news. What's new with you? I think you're nothing. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this.
Which is the best possible thing that I could have going on right now.
Yeah, good. You need that. Every now and then you need that.
Just need to rest a little bit. You know, I gotta, it's that time, gotta start thinking about doing my taxes.
Ew. Talk about two times a year that are awful. Daylight savings time changes and tax time.
Ah, what a wicked trick. Mean people.
Especially being a small business. It takes me too long, and it's just a pain in my ass. Gotta figure my mileage. Gotta count up my credit card fee. It's just...
It's got to take a million years. How much would it cost to bring all that to a professional?
Oh, we do, but it just... I still have to, like, curate all of it.
You have to gather all of it, yeah.
You know, I'm like, he can only go through, like, I have to say, like, this is how much we spent on parking while we're shooting a wedding, things like that. So it's like, it's a pain. It takes me a good couple weeks of horror and hell. But, you know, you can buy it.
Okay, April. Well, we're about a month out, Mindy. I'm just giving you...
Thank you.
We're giving you a heads up here.
got time. April, I just put all the kids' sports in for April. And let me tell you, our April is ridiculous. I've got one in baseball, one in track, one in varsity soccer, one in JV soccer. And the one that's in JV soccer is also in the High School Musical. And so... It's, I'm just gonna have to like put a little picture on our Facebook group because it is every day there's something from now until
we're gonna
eternity.
Have to clone you, Mindy. We're gonna have to clone you for April.
Yeah, I'm like, and I can't be in three places at once. So like one will have a track meet the same time, two of them have soccer games, and they're all in three different towns around here. So I don't know what I'm gonna do. But at least they're old enough to understand I cannot be in three places at once. So it does help.
Well, you've got another couple weeks before you have to jump into that month, so you're good.
Yeah, starting. I will tell you, I forgot to mention it on last week's episode, but I think you've seen this movie, but I have to share with you.
Ooh.
When we were flying down and back, we watched the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yes. You know me. I love some Quentin Tarantino.
I know.
And some Brad Pitt and some Leo.
I can't believe we haven't seen it before this, but we just finally had a moment to sit down and we put
it
on.
Did you love it?
Loved it. I mean, how could you not love it?
I'm not going to say anything, but the ending.
Yes. Well done.
I mean, there might not be a better ending because it's like so historical, and then it's like, oh,
yeah,
let's just do this. Well, and you know who I like?
You know Quentin. He's going to do it his way.
Oh, yeah, but I love Dog. The dog was my favorite. She was such a good girl. What was she, like Brandy or something?
No.
I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Brad Pitt's dog? Oh, yes. She was such a good girl.
But no, and then you had Margot Robbie in it.
Oh, yep. She was in it too.
And I'm
she
like,
played Sharon Tate.
So it's funny. I'm sitting on the airplane and we're in Mark's in the window seat. I'm in the middle. And then to my left is a girl on the way down there. And we're watching Once Upon a Time, and she's watching Barbie, and I'm like, oh, it's Margot on those screens. Like, this girl's like, having a fine week. A fine week.
she's doing just fine.
Yeah.
Although I've heard she's very difficult to work with.
Interesting.
In real life.
Well, welcome to the entertainment hour.
A little bit. You've just welcomed the entertainment hour with Mindy and Brooke.
With Brooke. Mostly with Brooke. Because she knows everything that needs to be known about everything. But I will say, I'll give them one more shout out of things that we were watching. We started Only Murders in the Building. Have you seen
Yes.
It?
Oh, okay. My God. I love Steve Martin. I love Martin Short.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, there's like...
And Selena Gomez. Oh, my God. Good.
Amazing.
And Sting's in it. Are you in season one?
Yes. Yeah. We watched like eight or nine episodes between going down there and coming back. And yeah.
I need to get back into it because I was like hot and heavy into it for a minute, you know, and then something else happens and then you get off of it. So I need to get back into
it. But it cracks me up because... Martin Short, at least in the first few episodes of the season, he's so all about like the audio quality of the podcast, and it just reminds me of me and you because I'm like, oh wait, can you say that again? Can you say it again without moving your paper? I'm like, okay, Martin gets me.
What do you want from me? I'm just gonna read my notes. Okay, until next week. I'm just kidding.
Yes,
Mindy's head's about to explode.
It's so funny, but yeah, awesome. So two recommendations. I know we're late to the game, so I'm sure your besties are all ahead of the game from where I am, but if you haven't,
they're good.
Highly recommend. Yeah. All right, Brookie, well,
yeah,
time to cuddle up and watch another episode, I suppose.
I guess if you must.
If I must. Okay, bestie, that wraps up another episode, and we need you to do us one favor before you go, and you know what that is. That is to tell your best friend about the podcast. Just tell one person. You can tell your bestie. You can tell your eye doctor to get you some of those fine night glasses. And listen to Remelations at night. Even better. You can tell your favorite human farmer. that farms Waldo's. Very weird. Okay. Or you can tell your favorite voodoo lady that I don't need pencil teeth. I just need regular teeth. And by the way, listen to Revelations, please. Thank you. Just tell one person. Nice. Just one person. That helps us grow. That's what's got us to 124 episodes, and we want to keep going. So please just let someone know you love us.
Oh, that was very nice. Very nice. Very nice. All right, bestie. Until next week, don't forget to water your Waldo.
And sweet dreams, bitches.
Watering your Waldo. It sounds dirty. Go upstairs and water your Waldo.
Stop touching your Waldo.
Put your Waldo away, son.